It is time for Arjun Singh. It's time for us to go around the world with Arjun, where we do this just about 99.9% of the time on a Wednesday morning at this time. And I saw pictures of Arjun standing on a road that was, if it was here, it would be covered by snow, but there, covered by sand. Arjun, how are you doing?
Fine, sir. How about you?
Well, the fact that you were standing is something, right?
Yeah. Yesterday I went to school. It was the first day of the school after summer vacation, and it's a must to join on the first day to keep your job continue. So I had to go. So that's why I went there. Although it was after a very long bed rest, it was not very easy to go in such a bad weather because sand is storm and hot winds and all those things. And so, but I went there. And as you saw in the images, it's because of the sandstorm. We had a sandstorm for more than 15 days. So all the roads are covered, blocked by the sand. But anyhow, we reached the school, and as usual, the school was full with the sand. The rooms were sand everywhere. So the students came and they kept it, tried their best to keep it clear, clean, and all those things. And I stayed there for a whole day, and then I just submitted an application of more medical leave for a couple of weeks. If I get it, I think for 1 week is definitely will be granted. For the next week, I will have to wait because it's not very easy because I got so many medical leaves. So if right now, if I want more medical leaves, then I will have to go to the specialist, like head of the department of the medical center, and then they will just go for a board, like 4 or 5 doctors will sit there, and then they will take an interview of me, and then what's the problem, and this and that, and they will ask some questions, and then they will issue a medical leave for me. So, but I think for a week I will get it, and then for the next week I will think about it. But right now, feeling good, but a bit relief there, and I can walk a little bit, some steps I can take, and I can just go to the washroom easily, not a problem, without any assistance, and no pain while sleeping. But when I consulted my doctor at Jaipur, and he advised me again that don't make it so fast. You still need a lot of rest, so stay there in the home and don't go out, and for a couple of weeks again, and then with the help of a physiotherapist, start some very light exercises that will help you to just give some relief, because it's not very easy. Sometimes you feel that it's healing, but it's a mechanical defect and it takes a lot of time. So I'm just following what the doctor told me.
And that is something that Marshall understands very well. It's just very difficult. You get something like this, and finally, you can at least move. And the inclination is to go, okay, I'm fine. But it takes a good amount of time for it to actually completely heal so that it can sustain all the things that it needs to sustain. I don't know. How far away is the school?
School is about 40 kilometers. So for me, the bike is not a question right now. I'm not on any condition. I can't ride a bike. So doctor specially told me not in present, but for future. Now, as he told me, your bike riding is all over if you have that kind of problem. So I just never thought of the bike. So we just rented a car for our school. All the other teachers, I just called them on phone, and then I told them that we can contribute, and then as we can go there. Well, they were ready for a day, but I'm not sure what will happen when I will go again there. So for the day, we just hired a car, and then we reached there. The problem is that even for the car, it was not easy to just pass that sandstorm. So we need a 4x4 vehicle. So we just called a villager, and then he had a jeep which was 4x4. So we just stopped there in the car there. We just and then we got that other jeep which was 4x4, and then we reached to our school. And the same way when we came back, and I think I called the sarpanch, we call him the political leader of the village, the political head of the village. So when I reached there, and when I found that sand on the road there, I recently called the political head and the other officer that is related to the village, the administrative officer, and I told them about all the conditions, and I told about myself that it's not easy to just travel, and not even for me, about 700 houses are there, so for everyone it's not easy. So he told me that it will take about 3 or 4 days, and then they will remove the whole sand from the road. So hope when I go next time to the school, there will be no more sand on the road. So it takes time, but it will work. So I'm hoping that when next time when I will go to the school, there will be no more sand, and then I will think that how I can make my journey to the school, because bike is not a question right now. I will have to think about the car or any other vehicle. If I can't do this, then I will just submit an application for the transfer from that village to some nearest school. So it all depends on my conditions, what happens. But right now, I'm again for a bed rest for a week.
And if you so you might have to sell your bike and purchase a car then.
Huge difference. Yeah. Huge difference for the car and bike. You can buy, I think, 10 bikes when you buy one car. Yeah. So it's a huge difference, but definitely I will have to think. I have no any option, because I can't go there by bike, and 40 kilometers you can't go every day. So one option is that either I will stay there in the village, then I will have to just forget about this new house facilities. The one option is that, if I don't get any other option. Or I will ask some other teachers if they contribute me, and if we can hire, if we can just like carpooling, like car sharing, if we can do that, I'm just planning on that way. I talk to some of the teachers that they are from the city, and then they go on bikes, and so I can tell them if they are with me, then we can think about that. Other way, so many options. Maybe I will go for the transfer, or because I can't quit right now from the job, and still so many years to go.
But it seems like a really good opportunity to magically convert your school closer, given everything that went to that transfer that was, shall we say, inconvenient. This is another, I think that this could be turned to your advantage, basically.
Yes, it is. Because when I just consulted with some people who are very experienced, then they told me that if you are like, if a handicapped person, he can apply for the transfer, and handicapped means 40% is handicapped, but this slip disc or bulge disc is not in that criteria. So if you are suffering from that kind of disease like slip disc or bulge disc, then you are not called a handicapped, so you can't go, you can't add your application, and you can't say that please give me that relief and get me transferred from that village to near. So but there are many other options. You can meet the higher authority or the political leaders, and then you can show your problems to them, and then you can tell all about your problems, and sometimes they listen to you, sometimes they don't. So I will do my best. Definitely I have some good contacts here, and I will try to meet them when I get a bit relief, and I think it's the right time for me to move from the bed and to go there. So I will have to go to some offices with the doctor's prescriptions and all the investigations, and with some file prepared with all those documents. I will do my best to meet those authorities, and will request them if I get transferred. If I don't get transferred, then there is the option to stay either in the village or to hire a car with the help of other teachers. So there are options, definitely. And my father, he is always ready to help me, so not a problem. So maybe think to buy a car or the other things. Who knows what happens?
How much would a used car cost for you over there in dollars, Arjun?
In dollars, I think it's about like if 1,000 US dollars means 60,000 rupees. So 2,000. It's about 3,000 US dollars, as I think. Used car, 2,500 to 3,000 US dollars. A second hand car, one can buy. So it's like that.
Yep.
Well, maybe we'll start a GoFundMe account for you to see if we can raise funds to buy a car.
Your blessings and your prayers and your love is always with me. So I think I will get my whole strength back, and who knows.
I think that what we will do is, I'm sure you will get your strength back with patience. I think that personally, don't do the handicapped thing, but do the do the chronic.
No, it's so kind of you all for the Marshall, sir. He's so kind of, so he just thinking in this way for me. This is kind of inspiration. It helps you to get up and gives you energy. Otherwise, the people in my community, they come to see me. They as I already told you in my later show, that they say it's all over now. Story is over. So if you are 43 and they say the age is, and we get old at the age of 50. So you are 7 years before. So 43, they say it's fine. Now it's the time for you to sleep on the bed and rest. But
if they ever listen to Marshall, who announces his age every morning, you know,
yes,
all you have to do is put that on a loop and just keep playing it. I mean, remember, I'm your mother's age. So there you have it. But what I
yes,
would
do... it's my trip to US, it keeps me always smile on my face, and all my family members and my friends, they are surprised, they are amazed that you are having such a big pain and such a huge kind of problem. You still positive, you think that you will get up and you will work. I say, I know they are 70 and 80, and they are always more energetic than the people who are 30 and 40. So I think if they are with me, then I can do that.
All right.
Well, we are, so you will.
All right, Arjun, take care. We'll speak to you next week.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. It's so kind of you. Thank you.